Adams here, the founder of Brighteon.com and naturalnews.com, and we are about to watch an amazing moment in, well, the history of social media and online content. And it's all going to come down to the decision that is made by the people running both Truth Social and Rumble. And right now, Truth Social was waiting for approval by Google to be included in the Google Play Store, you know, their app. And Google has told Truth Social that we're not going to approve your app because they say you're not censoring enough people. You got to do more censorship to be approved by Google. And no doubt the same kind of situation is going to exist with Apple and the Apple Play Store. Now, Rumble, at least as I understand it, is already, they already have an app with Google and Apple, which brings up the question, are they engaging in enough censorship to please Google and Apple? That's a question we'll come back to. But Truth Social now has to make a choice between principle and profits. Principle means you're going to let people have freedom of speech and you're going to tell Google to go pound sand, even if it means not having the app. That's principle. That's what I have done with Brighteon and Brighteon.social, by the way. We don't have a Brighteon.com app. We could easily build one. We've had apps before for Natural News, but all the apps have been banned. And by the way, in the case of Natural News, Apple banned our app because they said you have too many stories that are critical of Satanism and abortion. And so you got to remove all your stories on Satanism and abortion, and then Apple will let you have an app. In other words, Apple is defending Satan and obviously abortion, and they go hand in hand. I mean, Apple is a demonic entity. I mean, look at their logo. The bite out of the apple from the Garden of Eden. It's all right there. It's right in your face. Apple is Satanism. I mean, Google's just pure evil in other ways. Google won't let us have an app because they don't like what our people say, our users on Brighteon.com or Brighteon.social. So getting back to Truth Social and Rumble, you notice how both Truth Social and Rumble, which work together on their ad platform, by the way, they have a lot of the same people involved. They have a lot of money. They have the SPAC, the SPAC. They've got investors. They've got shares. They seem to be a lot about money, but we'll see what decision they make. If they choose principle, they will protect the free speech of their users and tell Google to go pound sand. Or if they prioritize profits, then they will censor their own users in order to appease Google and get their app approved. And I would ask, you know, Devin Nunes, who is with Truth Social, who was an outstanding congressman, by the way, I would ask him, what is Truth Social going to choose here? Is it principle or is it profits? Because I suspect, although I will withhold full judgment until we see what they do, I suspect they're going to choose profits because they have investors. So they have all this pressure to make money. That seems to be the priority for people in that space. Once you take on investors, then you got to answer to the investors. You got to make them happy. You got to produce revenues and profits. Whereas if you're a private company, like the companies that I'm involved with, you don't have to deal with investors. You don't have to make them happy. You don't have to have a return on investment. Instead, it's easier to stick to principles and just say, hey, we're going to support freedom of speech, end of story. Which is like what Gab does. You know, Gab and Andrew Torba there are more free speech originalists or purists. And they're not going to compromise just to appease Google and Apple. And neither am I, by the way. I just figure, screw Google and Apple. I mean, my soul and the souls of our users are far more important than appeasing evil. Why would I want to appease satanic tech companies like Google and Apple? Why do I want to get along with the devil? And that's the question to Truth Social. Is Truth Social going to get along with the devil now and screw their own users, silence people like probably like you listening to this? Are you going to be silenced on Truth Social? And I'm guessing the answer is yes. We'll see, but I'm guessing the answer is yes. Now then, Rumble is another interesting case. How is it that Rumble has apps, at least that's my current understanding. I I need to verify that they're still active, but how does Rumble have apps when Brightian.com is not allowed to have an app and it's a lot of the same content on both platforms? And it is my belief, although I don't have any inside intel on this, but it's my belief that Rumble is going to be told that in order to stay in good standing with Google and Apple, that you, Rumble, are going to have to start censoring users like me, the Health Ranger, or Alex Jones, for that matter, or anybody else that the left doesn't like. And Rumble's going to have to make the same choice at that point, which is probably coming soon, or maybe they've already made a choice. They're going to have to choose between principle and profits. And by the way, sorry about the background noise. I'm in a vehicle that's where it's raining in Texas, which is an amazingly good thing. I'm actually celebrating the rain, but you might hear some of that background noise. Nevertheless, Rumble's going to have to make this choice. Will Rumble choose principle over profits? I don't know. I mean, I'm glad Rumble exists. They've built an amazing infrastructure, far larger than ours. Although we've built our own infrastructure on Brightian.com that's on our own hardware. It's called a bare metal system. We built layers of operating systems and our own custom code on top of bare metal. Let me say it again. In our own cabinet, under our own control, and that's very rare, and it costs us millions of dollars to do that. So I appreciate the difficulty of what Rumble went through to build their system, and they built kind of an alternative to Amazon Web Services as well. So technically, Rumble has done an extraordinary job, and they deserve, a lot of recognition for that. But morally or ethically, what are they going to do in the long run when Google and Apple say, hey, you got to start censoring all your users? And again, I don't know the answer to that, but if they choose the dark side, then that means that all the people jumping over to Rumble right now are just falling into a trap, kind of like the DuckDuckGo trap. Everybody went over to DuckDuckGo to try to get off of Google, and then DuckDuckGo is also spying on you just the same. I think a better search engine is probably Brave. And in fact, Brave is a better browser too, come to think of it. But is Rumble going to be another trap that tries to dominate alternative video spaces and then ends up just screwing everybody and deleting everybody and doing the same crap that YouTube and Facebook and Twitter have done to conservatives? I don't know the answer to that. I hope not. But I wouldn't be surprised if that's where this goes, because again, the pressure from investors. And that's why for myself, well, I'll just tell you this. I haven't made this public until now, but a group of investors contacted me. This was like 6 weeks ago or something like that. And they even met with me over Zoom. And, very wealthy individuals, conservatives too, by the way, and they were interested in investing in Brightian and growing the platform. And they were asking, what are we doing and how does it work and so on. And, they wanted to put a bunch of money into Brightian. And I told them, we don't work with investors because we don't want to have to answer to some board of directors that ends up getting infiltrated or compromised or puts money ahead of principle. And I mean, I was happy to meet with them just to tell them, because I hope they succeed with some platform. I want freedom of speech to succeed. And I told them straight out, our problem is not a lack of funding. We have other challenges I'm not going to get into here. One of them was the technical switchover to our own data center, which is now complete, by the way, but that was a major challenge at the time. And I told them, we don't need your money. What we need is our country back. And so our platforms, Brightian.com and Brightian.social, we are going to stand on principle. End of story, period. We can't be bought. We can't be infiltrated because we're not going to have investors. We're not going to have a board of directors. I mean, I'm the board of directors, basically. And I stand on principle. And I'm not going to compromise in any way whatsoever just because there's money on the table. Forget it. I don't need money. I need America back. I need freedom and liberty. I need humanity. I don't need your freaking stupid fiat currency, fake money bullshit. What I need is freedom. And that attitude is what I express through my decisions with Brightian.com and Brightian.social and all the platforms. that we operate and have built and will continue to expand. So, folks, I know there are some other people out there like me that are going to defend these principles of freedom. And I think Gab is one of those, by the way. And there are others as well. And I think the folks at BitChute are doing a good job, and the folks at Odyssey are doing a good job as well. And I welcome coexisting with all these other platforms as long as they support freedom of speech. And if Rumble and Truth Social bow down to Google and Apple, I'm going to publicly rip them a new one. I'm going to criticize them loudly if they do that, because they deserve the criticism. Because they can make a choice. Either choose principle or choose profits, but you can't have both. Pick one and let us know what you're going to do. That's my take on the situation. God bless America. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening.